the FBI broke the law. Period. This is the news, according to me. Well, good morning. I don't know if the we're trying to get live on Rumble here. It doesn't seem to be working. I don't know. It's supposed to be working. It's supposed to be streaming right now, live. I don't know what's going on. Let's see here. Let's go back over here. Forget that. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I was going to test this thing out this morning with a live broadcast from on Rumble as well as Podbean. Now, if you're listening on Podbean right now, I do apologize. I won't be really able to answer any questions if anybody's on there. The goal is, this is the 498th show of the broadcast. Boy, it doesn't even tell me here. What are we doing here? Let's go to, it's just a black screen. Why do I just have a black screen? Let's go to this shot, see if it works. Ah, that might have worked. I don't know. Let's go back over to this. I see I have no way of watching my show. I don't know if I'm transmitting. It says it's waiting for stream. So I have no idea what it's doing. I'm going to let's see if I can pick up a new channel here. See what happens. This is where things get really crazy. We're just really weird. Yeah, here we are. This is live. Let's see if I can click on it. It doesn't show me one watching. It's probably me actually watching. That's all it's watching. If you can make a comment. I don't know if anybody can comment on this or not. Anyway, and normally I have a cup. My cup got lost in the process of all this. This is how crazy this morning has been. That's only 11:16 a.m. I'm recording here. I'm dual casting on the on the format here this morning. And again, my throat is still doing something weird. I don't know what's going on with that. Probably because I don't have a cup. That's probably what it is. I don't know. However, I'm let's adjust this camera a little bit. Scary. Okay, that'll work. For those of you who are watching, this is live. Not that you're going to see anything but a talking head is all you're going to see. But I do have a. This seems to be working. I don't know. Let's see if I can. So I got this thing in. Yeah, it's in studio mode, which I have. I can see what's going on. It's on one side of the screen, and then it goes to the other side of the screen when I click on cut. Just it transitions over there. However, I don't see anything happening here on Rumble. And I don't, I went and set up the thing and I started clicking on, do the thing. And it's not doing the thing. I see it. Oh, two watching now. Hi there. There's more than just me watching at this point. I want to talk about the FBI here for a moment. The Twitter files thing, everybody's kind of upset with Elon Musk right now because he's been trickling this information out. Now, I get this whole concept, and I understand, you have to understand why this is happening, why he's just dripping the information out. If he would have came out with everything all at once, first of all, we wouldn't have gotten it this soon. Secondly, in the process of all this, it keeps it in the news. It keeps it going, and it allows people to digest it fully. You wouldn't get anybody. This is kind of like watching a video. I've seen a video recently come out. It was a one-hour-long video. It was an interview with somebody, and it was interesting. I would have been interested in hearing the highlights of this thing, and that's why I listen. A lot of time I listen to YouTube videos on 1.25 or 1.5 times the speed, just because I don't have time to sit around and listen to all the, oh, yeah, you think so? They just talk too slow, okay? And I'm probably a bit of a fast talker. I'm trying to talk slow right now, in fact. Especially after I've had my chai. I've already drank a cup of chai this morning in the process of getting all this stuff set up. And again, this is just a test because on the 500th episode, which is just 2 days away, I guess it will be Thursday because this is 498. If I can do my math right, I think it's Thursday because this is Tuesday, December 27th at 11:18 a.m. Now, tomorrow, the Thursday morning broadcast will hopefully be live and earlier in the day. So we'll have a live broadcast. Now, here's the thing with the FBI and what's happening. First of all, I think they've stolen my cup. I have no cup. I don't even have water this morning, which would really be good right about now. I've worked up a sweat putting all this together. We're broadcasting live on Rumble. We're broadcasting on Podbean, as well as I'm recording it to post it later on Castos as well, so that I know at least goes out there somewhere. Apparently, somebody is watching this. I don't have it live. I don't have a live monitor on Rumble. Rumble's a little bit clumsy, but it seems to be working, so we're going to go with that. Let's talk about this FBI thing. So Twitter, Elon Musk now, he's not the CEO, but believe me, he's still running. He owns the thing. It's such a phony farce to say that he's not still the CEO. I think that was just a ploy to get him off the hot seat with people. Who is running it? I mean, he didn't say who's going to take over. Not that I know of, unless I missed that one. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a epidemiologist. I can't even spell that. But I do know, I do have a lot of opinions, and I like to share those with everybody that's willing to tune in and listen. So that's what I'm doing right now. The whole thing with the FBI is that the government, it's been determined by courts over and over again, by the Supreme Court, I believe, at one point. There was a case back in 87, I believe, that was determined that the government cannot hire a private institution to do something for them that would otherwise they cannot do themselves because of constitutional law. The Constitution is law, by the way. If someone breaks the Constitution, especially someone who takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, breaks that oath and then breaks the law, which is the Constitution, all law is based on constitutional law. You can't have law outside of that. You have maritime law. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on YouTube, and I'm not even on YouTube right now. So that's where you go. I play one on Rumble, I guess. No, since I got kind of booted off YouTube. The issue right now is that we have the FBI going to Twitter, and then by abstentia or by proxy, they're using Twitter to censor individuals, to censor videos, to censor people, to boot people off their platform if they're not saying the narrative that they want them to say. This whole thing revolves around the Hunter Biden laptop, basically. That's where the big swing came in prior to the 2020 election. Keep in mind that the FBI had, I guess there's some people listening. The FBI had, well, I guess, darker when I go to the other screen. It's kind of amazing how much more lit up I am. Like, let's dim it down a little bit. I'm a little bit dimmer than that. The FBI fully well knew what was on the Hunter Biden laptop. They knew it was his laptop. They got 51 individuals, former individuals in the intelligence community, to sign off and say it had all the earmarks of Russian misinformation campaign. They didn't say it was. See, this is their out. This is their plausible deniability. It has all the earmarks. Now, they won't explain to us what those earmarks are. They just say it has all the earmarks. Like, well, what are the earmarks? Can you please explain to us? At least give us some general description. Even if you can't give us sources and methods, which that's their next statement. They'll say, well, we can't give you sources and methods. It's an ongoing investigation, so we can't comment on it. So all these things always pop up every time they get called before Congress because it's a worthless. Congress is not supposed to have any kind of prosecutorial authority. However, they didn't stop the January 6th commission. So Congress comes out with this stuff, and they try to interview them and ask them questions. And of course, all they do is they are very good at they yawn at it's like swatting flies. They just, whatever. No, we can't comment on that. It's an ongoing investigation. We can't give you sources and methods. We can't comment on any internal personnel issues even. That was one that Christopher Wray came up with recently. So this goes on and on and on. The way they just mock the Congress. Now think about this. Congress is supposed to be the representatives of the people. When you don't answer questions that the people are asking, they're representing me. When they ask these questions, they're representing we the people. They're bringing up questions that need to be asked and need to have answers to, and you need to answer to the people with this stuff. We're the ones paying the bill for this. The government is for of and by the people, not for of and by the people up on the hill, not the people we elected to represent us, but the people out here in the country. Government doesn't lord over us. We are the government. And that's something we don't be, apparently we're not teaching that in school anymore. I don't know what's going on with that, but our responsibility to be the government is apparently just summarily been dismissed. Dismissed from school. I don't know what happened there. So what we have is an FBI that has no accountability whatsoever. The Hunter Biden laptop, they knew of full well before the election. They denounced it and pretended like it was some kind of Russian information. And by using that as a tool, they then went forward with Twitter and other social media companies, Facebook as well. Mark Zuckerberg fully well explained to us that the FBI came to them and told them this. That there was going to be some kind of Russian release of information. They didn't say the Hunter laptop. All they said was this is Russian information. Some kind is going to be come out. Something is misinformation from Russia. So it's misinformation. And of course, when the Hunter Biden laptop came out, then they had all these individuals who signed off, which I believe every single one of them should be put in jail for signing that off. They knew full well what they were doing, and the statement they knew, they crafted this statement in such a way that they knew they could avoid prosecution. This is deception of the American people. You know, you're not supposed to lie to Congress. There's a reason for why you're not supposed to lie to Congress. It's because you're lying to the American people, not because you're lying to a congressman who's powerful. It's because you're lying to the American people. You're lying to the country. It's disgraceful. What's even more disgraceful, in my opinion, is when a congressman, a representative, lies to Congress. They can get away with it. They have impunity on that. You don't believe me? Just look at Adam Schiff. For the last 6 years, he's been doing nothing but lying before Congress, saying all kinds of things from the floor. And he doesn't take it. There's no accountability to that. None. Zero. He just keeps on going. He's been saying for 6 years that Trump is going to prison. Yep, this is it. Walls are closing in. Well, there's plenty of evidence right there. It's right there in plain sight. Exactly what is the evidence, sir? What are the earmarks exactly? Can you explain to us what is it encrypted information? Is it something in the way it was written? Is it something about the pictures that were doctored of Hunter Biden doing crack, of having him taking pictures with his father and all these people that he supposedly didn't talk about any of his business dealings with his father? Who is the big guy? Are all these emails, these tens of thousands of emails and video, hours and hours of video, it's all fake? It's all Russian? That's what you're telling us? Well, it has the earmarks. Okay, it has earmarks. What are the earmarks? And what is your proof that is Russian? But this, well, we can't divulge any sources or methods. This is the kind of thing that, in my opinion, is just impeachable. In fact, I believe it's treasonous. They are committing crimes against the American people by not divulging information and by basically vilifying anybody who opposes them. A little thing called the First Amendment. They can't absolve the First Amendment just on their whim, which is what they've done through a proxy service called Twitter and Facebook and all these other. You know, we won't know until Elon Musk or somebody else buys out Facebook and finds out what all this is. So the problem with this is anybody now who takes over another social media account, another social media platform, they're going to know They've got to destroy all this information before somebody takes it over. I'm amazed that anything, knowing how this stuff works on the way out the door, this was slash and burn. Okay. This was, they were running, I guess, what is it called? When you retreat, you burn everything off before you, as you're retreating. Not like we did in Afghanistan. The slash and burn is something different. Scorched earth. I don't know what it's called. Scorched. I what it's called. Anyway, you burn everything up on their way out the door. You don't leave any resources at all. This is very difficult in this day and age. And here's what probably happened at Twitter. They probably tried. Jim Baker was still in there trying to get rid of everything. He was the liaison to the FBI who formerly worked for the FBI. That's how entrenched they were with Twitter. There were a lot of people who came over from the FBI to work for Twitter. They had basically a highway running back and forth with. Once one person got into a position where they could hire other individuals, they were hiring everybody from the FBI. So they had a whole division, this whole censoring network. That's what was going on. And here's what happens. You get this mix now of all this stuff happening. And as they're on their way out the door, they try to cover their tracks. They try to erase all these emails. They try to erase all this communication, the text messages, all this stuff. The problem is there was somebody else on the other end of some of these messages. You know, they'd send out a group email. Well, maybe one person in that group kept all those emails. And that one person in that group was willing to come forward and say, well, look here. These are all the emails I got. This is all the communication that was going on. And then voila, you open the whole Pandora box. And that's exactly what's going on. Someone within Twitter, not just one person, there's multiple people within Twitter who are opening up and sharing all this information. People who didn't like what was going on. And there were people, according to the communications being passed around, there were plenty of people who were asking questions like, can we do this? Can we even do this? And I think there were even people in the FBI asking the question, how far can we go with this? And they were trying to put the brakes on this whole thing. And that's where we also have FBI whistleblowers on the other side of this thing that apparently Jim Jordan and others have weighed in on. I think they've got several, that's a couple dozen, I think, FBI whistleblowers, a couple of them main individuals, very important individuals. So the whole thing has just escalated. And the news media, of course, the legacy media is not reporting it at all. All they keep talking about is Trump, 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 Trump's going to jail, Trump's going to jail, walls are closing in on Trump. They keep rehashing the January 6th thing. Now, and the reason for that is because they are going to perp walk Donald Trump. That's their ultimate goal, no matter if, regardless of whether they even get him on any charges or not, they need the visual of Donald Trump being perp walked. In other words, put in handcuffs. Another raid on Mar-a-Lago or Trump Tower or wherever he is at the moment. It's going to be a big event, and all of a sudden CNN will be there. Somehow they're going to be there for the whole thing. They're going to know about it. The whole thing will be put on broadcast. They'll be carting Trump off to jail. And that visual alone, now they're already coming out and saying, oh, the Trump brand is, you know, it's old news, it's old hat. Trump, the magic is gone. I've seen all kinds of headlines from MSNBC and CNN. The magic is gone. Trump has failed now. Trump hasn't even begun to ramp up yet. Mike Pence, I understand, he keeps getting asked to announce ask whether or not he's going to announce his run for presidency. He's prayerfully considering it. You know what, Mike? As much as I respect you, as just a person, and I respect your faith and everything else. That's fine. You have no business running. None. You are first a politician. In my opinion, there are people who are politicians who use their faith. They might be very sincere in their faith, but they hang it out there on their sleeve as a manipulative tool. And I've seen Mike Pence do that. And I just, frankly, I'm appalled by it. It's not something I'm really impressed with at all. Now, do I wish that Donald Trump was a little bit more of a pious individual? Yes. However, that's, you know, that may not be what we need right now. We're not asking for Donald Trump to be our pastor. We need somebody who can lead a team. Now, I've talked about this frequently. You think about Elon Musk. I'm not saying he should be president at all. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he can be. I think he was an immigrant. I'm not sure if he was born here or not. I have no idea. I could find out. You know, there's a thing called Google. I just type it into my screen here. I'd find out really quick. But I'm not going to do that right now because I'm too busy monitoring 12 different things right now at the moment. It does seem to be working, though, however. So I'm not sure exactly. I don't know if anybody else is watching. So I can't watch too many things here at the same time. What do we got going over here? Oh, there's more people watching. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you watching and listening. We have this stuff going on. Like Elon Musk, he's an individual who's not there making all the decisions. Think about it. He's running a car company. He's running a satellite launching company. Now he's running a Twitter company, the social media company he's running. Among other things that Tesla is doing on all the side companies that they're running, not just building cars, they're building all kinds of other things. Speaking of which, one of the issues that has plagued the electric vehicle industry is the lithium-ion battery, which is an amazing thing. So lithium-ion battery is amazing. However, I think it's maybe the lithium polymer, whatever it is. Now, there's something, some other kind of lithium batteries. However, there is now something called an aluminum ion battery that has made great strides in advancements in the last year. It has the potential to be about 8 times better than a lithium battery. 8 times better. It charges, I think, 20 times faster. It is a little bit heavier, slightly heavier, but the amount of power that it holds is amazing. We're still in its infant stages of technology here with this thing. There's plenty of aluminum in the world, by the way. Not going to be any shortage of that anytime soon. There is enough aluminum, by the way, in most estimates, there's enough aluminum to power every car on the planet right now. In other words, they could build enough batteries with that aluminum that's available. So it's available. Every continent has aluminum ore. And they could all, you know, it's not a rare earth metal. And as they, you know, develop that technology, I think there are some issues with it. For one, it is a little bit heavier, not a lot. Especially when you compare the pound to energy storage ability and the chargeability. We're talking being able to charge your battery in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and 10 minute stop at a charging station. It takes me 5-10 minutes at a gas station anyway, sometimes. The ability for this thing to the only problem with it, it does have one major drawback, and that is corrosion. Apparently, it has an issue with corrosion. Because of that, that is one of the biggest issues that we face right now with the aluminum ion battery. But getting back to this whole thing with Elon. Now, one of the things you're going to realize, if you're a listener to my show, if you've listened for any time at all, if you've listened to any of my shows, podcasts, you're gonna find that I go off on tangents a lot. I'll talk about one thing and the next thing, and I'm heading off on a tangent to do something else. This is one of those times. I realize I do have some people listening right now that probably have never seen the show before. Maybe, I don't know. It's very possible because it's the live audience thing is a very different kind of animal. Now, Elon Musk, getting back to this leadership issue, he's not pushing the buttons on all the launches for the rockets. He's not doing all the daily decisions made. I'm sure he has a daily phone in kind of briefing from Elon every morning. Probably. Maybe not. He might not agree with that model. I don't know what his leadership model is. I have no idea. All I know is it's incredibly successful. He has a team of people around him. He either is an awesome leader himself, or he has a team of people around him that he can lead, the kind of people he can lead, who can lead others. Any way you look at it, he has established a leadership team, because it doesn't take one person to be the leader of the whole thing. It takes a team of people. A good leader can surround themselves with people that can help lead others. This happens in every organization. The more successful you are at recognizing people's leadership abilities, and then honing those, teaching those, mentoring those people to be leaders themselves. First of all, they have to be able to follow, because they have to follow you if you're going to be a leader. This is where you as a leader, if you're going to be develop as a leader, you need to learn how to be a follower initially. Once you learn that skill, you can then be a leader, because what you're doing is you're learning skills that develop your character as a leader. That's the most important part of being a leader. So there's got to be a reason why people are devoted. It's not just the money. You can pay people all day long, and this doesn't make them a good team member. You have to see people and recognize their vision and their passion for what your vision, your goals are. And then you can develop those people around you. It is a complicated mess. And what I'm impressed with people like Elon Musk is the leadership abilities that they have. Now, the same thing goes to Donald Trump. He has had a tremendous organization. He may not be as successful as someone like Elon Musk in terms of the amount of money. Now, Donald Trump didn't depend on government funding. Elon Musk had a lot of government funding, but he was able to get it. Kudos to that, whatever he did. However, simply, being a billionaire of any kind doesn't just drop out of the sky. You'd think that if you listen to CNN and MSNBC. Well, he got $1 million from his father. That's why he's a billionaire now. No, I know plenty of people who've gotten $1 million. I worked for a family one time, back when I was flying for this one family. I won't say who they were. I was a pilot for them. And they, their grandkids, actually the great grandkids of the monarchs of the family. They, I'm not calling them monarchs, that's what we called them. The family that actually made the money. The parents, the grandparents, the great grandparents. They gave all of their grandkids, each of them got $1 million a year. Every single one of them. Husbands and spouses alike. I mean, there were, so if some families got $2 million because the husband and the wife would get $1 million, whether they just married into the family, each of them got $1 million every year. None of them are billionaires. Most of them are living million to million paycheck every year. They blow it all every year. At least they were. I haven't talked to any of them for about 20 years, but that was the case back then. Because they didn't earn it. They weren't even taught how to manage it. One of them started to get into small business investing, and I think he did okay with all that stuff. And I've become a little bit more that way myself. I'm kind of looking at that more of, I used to always want to start a small business. And I would come up with ideas. I would see some kind of shop that was open, like for sale or for lease. And I would think, that'd be a great place for a pizza place right there. And sure enough, about 6 months later, somebody would open a pizza shop there. It would do very well. And I would think that I needed to be the one to invest in it. But that's not the case. I don't think that's the best way to go about it sometimes, at least especially at my age. Because once you open that business, now I can give a person all kinds of advice on starting a business. I've started plenty of them. I've closed a lot of them too. But I've learned a lot about everything from manufacturing to service industry to just whatever you want to call it. It's just making widgets, whatever you're going to do, business to business type thing, you know, retail as well as commercial business, doing business for business, suppliers. I've done a lot of that kind of stuff. Never really had any hesitation, you might say, to doing those kinds of things, which drives my wife nuts. I'll say, I got an idea, and she runs off screaming and crying. Because she's heard that many times, and of course, I end up going down that road. What's he going to do now? I don't know. Run for your lives. So that's what ends up happening. But I've learned a lot through that whole process. And now I'm finding that I'm better off investing in young people who have that vision or who want to do that business. And I'll just sit back and give them some advice, kind of basically let them do their thing. But I've got to pick the right people who really have the talent and the ability to do what they're going to do. Had somebody recently wanted me to loan them some money, a large sum of money. They just wanted me to co-sign on a loan. But if I'd have had $1 million, he would have wanted it. He was trying to find somebody with $1 million to just loan him give him a personal loan. Now, if I'd have had the money in my pocket, if that would have been pocket change for me, I still would not have loaned him the money. I'm more in this mode of, instead of loaning someone money, I'm more in this mode of, I'm loaning it to you, but really I'm giving it to you. If I see something in return, that's great. If not, forget it. I'm not. If I have a relationship with someone to the point where I'm willing to invest in what they're doing, then I'm investing in them. I'm not investing in, and the friendship is more important to me than the money is. So if it falls apart and everything goes south, guess what? We're still friends. The money has nothing to do with it. We were in this together. We both took the risk together. Unless you ripped me off, or unless you weren't intentional, or you embezzled the funds out of the, you know, if you didn't give it your whole heart to make it happen. Now, if you screwed up and made some mistakes, that's well, there you go. Sorry. We're still friends. I've made plenty of mistakes. You tried hard. Here's the thing. This buddy of mine was trying to start a business. He's trying to start several. He had several different ideas, but this one thing he was just really moping around all day talking about. I got to have this money. If God would just give me the money, or blah, 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 blah. And he kept trying to find somebody who had a lot of money. Kept asking me to talk to my friends who knew this. I do have some friends that have money. So he was, you know, asking, it's like every day, calling me for a while, a couple months there. And just kept talking about it. It was like a broken record, going over and over and over this thing. Trying to go to banks, trying to go to all kinds of lending institutions, shady places, places you had to pay for an application, which were just ripoffs. I wanted to tell him, you're getting ripped off here. That $300, you might as well flush it down the toilet. They're not going to approve your loan. This is stupid. What are they doing? It's like a land shark. Your $300 is gone. And of course, they never approved the loan. They'd talk to him and get his money, and then he'd disappear. Well, can't get anybody. But the problem wasn't that it wasn't a good idea or that it wasn't a good business. Here's the problem. This guy, it was a restaurant he was trying to buy. The restaurant that had been closed down for about a year and a half. It's a very, very popular, very famous restaurant in this one area in a state that he was in. And he wanted to get this business going again. He remembered being there. He remembered how much he liked the atmosphere there. It was a very popular place. It was always busy. Seasonal. It was a seasonal restaurant. He wanted to, you know, because of the reminiscent attitude of, you know, we want to bring this place back. Well, first of all, you've never even worked at a McDonald's. You don't know anything about the restaurant industry. You don't know anybody that does know anything about the industry. It's show me a business plan where you've got your staff picked out, the people that you're going to have manage the thing. Okay, then you've got your, you know, the general waiting staff and all that kind of thing. You don't have to have those names nailed down, even though it'd be nice to have one, like a lead server kind of thing, that somebody's going to run the somebody's had experience running servers. You know, the people who serve you at your table. I used to call them waiters and waitresses, because that's not politically correct anymore. It's like saying flight attendant instead of saying, stewardess or steward. Can't say it anymore. So he had no experience in any of this. He had no business plan. There was nothing showing me how he was going to make the money and pay it back. He had nothing. It's like, do you know what you even need to have as far as county inspections for a restaurant? How long will it take you to get all this up and running? How much money is it going to require for all the permits you need to start a restaurant? Are you sure that everything in that kitchen is going to be certified according to the county health department? I mean, just start asking some of these questions. Put this thing together. And then he got off on another tangent. He kind of let that go, and then he wanted to start a food truck kind of idea. But it was going to be this truck that was able to go to a very unique spot. And he was going to somehow, I don't know, you know, drive the truck out there and serve food out there. But he's going to need $1 million for that too. And it's going to take about $850,000 for a truck. You serious? There's not a truck you can't just modify to build something from scratch? It has to be a custom truck built from scratch. You can't just take something else and modify it. Start off with maybe $50,000 or $100,000 instead of $1 million. And that's why you can't find anybody to give you $1 million. How many sandwiches do you have to sell to pay back that $1 million? If you make $2 a sandwich, where'd my calculator go? I don't know where my calculator is. I'll pull it up on my phone right here. Calculator. So let's say you have $1 million. 100,000 divided by 2. You have to sell 500,000 sandwiches. I guess I could have done that in my head. 500,000 sandwiches. Just to make that $1 million back. How many years is that going to take? I mean, 100,000 sandwiches. Let's say in 90 days, we can sell, say in 90 days, well, let's just say we can sell 100 sandwiches a day. So 500,000. Divided by, did I say 100? 100 sandwiches. That's 5,000 days. You're open, really, realistically, you know, that the busiest time of the year, you're going to be open maybe 90 days a year, realistically. So it's going to take you 55 years. Pay back that $1 million. And that's if you sell 100 sandwiches a day, and I guarantee you, during the weekdays, you're not going to sell that many sandwiches. That's the average, 90 a day for the season. 100 sandwiches a day for the season. That's a lot of sandwiches. For one truck to be able to sell. It'll take you 50 years, more than 50 years to pay it back. How much you're going to make in the process? Now that's not you taking any profit. It's just making $2 a sandwich. Now maybe you could sell those sandwiches for $15 a piece. I don't know. Maybe you could. I don't think you're going to sell 100 of them if you sell them for $15 a piece. And you got cost of operation. You got to be able to live the rest of the year. Got to make enough money. Right there, and maybe you can make $5 a sandwich. Just do the math, buddy. You know, it's one of those things where it's just, you know, I'm pushing for you here, but I think you're just a little bit out of touch with reality. I think you'd be better off taking that $1 million and putting it into some kind of savings plan. I don't think anybody's going to invest in that unless you can show me that you have the skills and the ability and the talent and the team. Maybe you don't have all the talent, but you got a team that has the talent. It's just something. Just show me something. But you just want the money to just drop on your lap and you think you're going to be successful. Now, this was all before COVID. Right before COVID, in fact. Which is probably a good idea that it didn't happen. Now, maybe he would have gotten a lot of money from government funding and made it through COVID just fine. I don't know. Just one of those things. That, you know, we're talking about leadership here. Now, getting back to the FBI issue. We have FBI breaking the law, flat out breaking the law. They're breaking the Constitution. It's constitutional law is what they're breaking. And in the process of breaking the law, no one is being held accountable. Nobody. Now, keep in mind, most of these laws were being broken during the Trump administration. The Department of Justice oversees the FBI, as I understand it. I'm not sure exactly how that trickles down to everybody. Remember Jim Comey? He was in charge of it, got fired. Of course, then Trump got yelled at for that. Oh, he's interfering with the Department of Justice. Well, the Department of Justice is part of the executive branch. He has every right in the world to fire the guy. And he probably should have done more than fire the guy. Right, guys, James Comey should have been in jail. Christopher Wray should be in jail. These people should be held accountable, period. Full stop, as they like to say. Full stop. That's why I put that in my title. They love using that term. Full stop. Whatever that means. All right. I guess exclamation point would also fit in there somewhere. That's where these people are. Now, having said all this and having done all this, I want to, first of all, again, this was mostly a test this morning of the abilities of Rumble podcast, the Rumble video, live video, as well as the Rumble, how well it's functioning. As you know, so I'm multiplexing here at this time. I'm also broadcasting on Podbean, and I'm also broadcasting I'm going to be posting the show later on Casto, so it's going to be coming out on Spotify and all that stuff. It may be live on Spotify right now. I'm not sure exactly how Spotify works with Podbean Live. It could be going live on Spotify right now. I don't know. However, this is a test to see how well this works, and I may be doing this more. This is at my home studio, which works just fine. My other at the World Headquarters studio in downtown Elkhart, Indiana. Lovely, beautiful downtown Elkhart. We'll be doing that later on. I might be doing that show tomorrow morning, actually, from Elkhart, from the worldwide headquarters. The new sound booth will be moved into, there's a new sound booth coming into the house here, which will be a little bit different. Hopefully that's going to work just fine. It's going to be a little bit more of a challenge to put all that together because I don't have as much space in the sound booth as I do in my little office cubicle here. And then I've got to practice with the laptop. I might try to practice with the laptop tomorrow morning to try to do a live broadcast and simulcast at the same time because I use that one on the road a lot. And that all depends on how fast the internet connections are in the hotels that I stay in. Sometimes they're extremely slow. However, sometimes they are very fast, especially early in the morning. I can sometimes get in and do some early uploads and downloads on shows that seem to be pretty fast. So I want to, I want to thank you for listening, subscribing. For those of you who tuned in, I see a lot of people have come and gone in the studio here this morning. I don't see anybody that has made any comments, but I can't always see the comments. I don't see any comments I see no live comments right now in the Rumble chat box, but there could be. I don't know. I've got 12 things I'm juggling. I always say I'm not a juggler, but apparently I'm juggling this morning. juggling all this electronic tech stuff. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a little bit more going on. Hopefully I have some other video I can put on. I like having the video option on Rumble, and I'll be able to actually play some video if I can get my OBS system all figured out and get everything on there. We're going to have, hopefully this week at some point, there might be an interview with an individual locally here. I did an interview with a fellow by the name of Tim Nimps, and I hope to have his father on this week, actually. We'll see how that goes. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for praying for the nation. Pray for each other. Pray for the leaders of this country, the ones who are up there really putting the battle out there, really trying hard, trying to hold government accountable, and keep praying for each other. God bless, folks. Have a happy new year. Take care.